All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Listen to this headline that just popped up on my laptop. 90s music icon made millions from doing nothing after one hit wonder.
I like to imagine them just out there enjoying the lap of luxury and you know, just every day is just a vacation almost for them. A paradise, if they will. Who is this person?
Raven, producer Sean, any guesses? Sean, have any guesses on who this one hit wonder is from the 90s?
Yeah. I can't. No? I don't have one that's popping up in my head.
In the 90s.
Here it is.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Is that true?
He had the Ninja Turtle rap, though, too.
I agree.
I would consider him a one-hit wonder.
No. But
the Ninja Turtle
wonder.
Rap?
Yeah.
How many? Ninja Turtle movie?
Okay, go ahead and
ninja,
sing it for me.
Ninja, rap.
Go, Ninja.
Ninja,
go, Ninja,
ninja
go.
Rap.
Go, Ninja, go.
I mean, yeah, but that
ninja,
wasn't
go.
A
Anna.
Hit,
thank
man.
You, Anna.
That wasn't a hit.
That was a hit.
It wasn't a hit.
It was a Ninja Turtle dance, though, man.
That's terrible, actually. I thought he was broke, right? I thought that's why he was doing all those HGTV shows and still out on the road with that 90s tour.
Raven, this is why I can't trust a thing you say.
Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
He's Burning cooking them. MCs like a
yeah.
pound of bacon.
And I thought Suge Knight owned the rights to all that song.
No.
Didn't they hang him upside down off the balcony? Anyway.
He still makes $800,000 a year.
Off that song?
Off that song.
I mean, good for him, right? Yeah. That ain't bad.
Remember, he does all that real estate investment, too. But I started thinking about it.
Right on HGTV.
He had a show, all that.
He had a really bad movie.
He did have a bad movie. But, you know, I was thinking about, like, what's, like, the one-hit wonder that you loved so much that you thought that artist was going to be famous for the rest of your life?
I'm going to go with Montel Jordan. I mean, this song still is a banger.
Yeah.
This gets played everywhere, every party. Name one other Montel Jordan song. Name one.
Can't.
Right. MC Hammer had, like, three songs, and he's broke. So what's that tell you?
I didn't realize that he didn't have any other songs.
I mean, there's not a single other song you can name from that dude. Not one.
How about this? This one killed me because we had gotten to interview her so many times, and she was so kind.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song.
Yeah. She had that other song, one other song that sounded kind of like that song.
I follow her on Instagram. Yeah. She's still making great music, but it's like one of those things where she had that hit.
It hit.
And then
the rest of the stuff doesn't catch.
Gone.
Right.
Yeah,
and I don't understand why. It's such beautiful music. You know, Rachel Platten is a great artist.
There you go, that you just found her name after all that. You went through all the discussion about the song and didn't once say her name until right then because you almost kind of forgot it.
In my head, I was like, who is that?
No. Wait, Sean, who's the one hit wonder that you fell in love with? You thought they were going to be famous forever?
Oh, it's Falco.
Where is that guy right now? He's probably in clothing somewhere.
He passed in 1998.
Oh, that's sad.
Wait, what the heck song is this?
Yeah, she doesn't even know what it is. I'm pretty sure that was up for Song of the Year one year.
It was. Yeah. Rock Me Amadeus.
I think it might have even won
that whole
like at
album
the Grammys.
Was great. And it was cool for me because like I'm German. So I was like, oh, like a German artist. There we go. He's going places.
I'm
German.
I'm rooting for you. You're also German? Great. I'm going to buy the album.
Yep.
That's a terrible reason to buy an album.
Went nowhere. He went nowhere.
What was the one hit wonder that you loved so much that you thought
I'm German?
They are definitely going to be famous forever. 1-800-330-9999.
Oh, my gosh.
This headline just popped up on my laptop earlier. It said 90s music icon made millions from doing nothing after one hit wonder. And I thought that was so mean for a song that defined a generation.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
I mean,
it was a massive song. It did not define my generation. I'm just going to put that out there.
When you think of the 90s, you think of Ice Ice Baby. You think of Vanilla Ice, right?
I mean, he's on a long list of other things that I think about. But, you know, listen, I'm not hating on him if he's still getting paid from that song all these years later. I thought all that money was going to Suge Knight.
Yeah, one hit wonders. Producer John, what was the one-hit wonder that you thought for sure that guy was going to be around forever?
I was shocked when the one that I was listening to, when I realized that this band had never had another hit after this. King Harvest. Anyone ever hear of King Harvest?
No.
No. Dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now I recognize
it. That's a huge song. That's a song that I feel like a lot of people know. And yeah, that band did absolutely nothing.
Yes. It's a good thing that Mark Wahlberg became an actor, because I thought Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch was going to be there forever. I did. I did. I was like, wow, damn, that dude could rap and dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Then he disappeared.
He's doing all right. Don't worry about Marky Mark.
He's doing fine. Mm-hmm. He's doing fine now.
Jackie, what was the one-hit wonder that you loved so much you thought they were definitely going to be famous forever?
I believe his name is Bob Carlyle. And I think this song was Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes. Well, Butterfly Kisses, after
bedtime prayer, stick a little white. What happened to that guy?
I mean, I think that guy was like one of those guys who would just record songs for like Disney or whatever. And that's enough.
Right.
Like, you will get paid.
He had that one song, and I'm like, well, whatever happened?
Yeah. Right. And then you played that song, every wedding. One of my favorites. You heard it at a wedding, like, every wedding you went to for, like, 5 years.
Right. Exactly. He's still getting paid. Yeah. Those Butterfly yes. Kisses are still putting Benjamins in his bank account.
Good for him.
Brian, the one-hit wonder you wish was more famous and that band made it.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping.
Good one.
Gosh.
Good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I got to delete both of you on this one and veto and just say no, nothing else from that band. Not now, not ever.
Oh, gosh, it was so good. I get no doubt.
It was not that good. Nope. I think it won something. It won a lot of things.
It's an American classic, even though I don't think they were American.
No, I think they're English.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crystal, that one-hit wonder you loved, you wish the band had gotten more famous.
My Sharona. See how catchy it is?
It was a good one.
It is a good one.
Who sang that one?
There's so many songs from like that era that were really good, right?
And they only made it to one. Is this because they're all foreigners? Is that why? None of these are American.
No, man. Brit rock is a huge thing. The Stones, The Who. I mean, Beatles. Come on. It's never been a problem for anybody else to make number one.
How come all these other people you've never heard of?
Because it wasn't that great. Oh. It was one song. Mm-hmm. And then they went away.
Did you know a lithium-ion battery fire can spread in seconds? The devices we carry every day, in our pockets, and onto planes and trains can pose serious risks to yourself and those around you if not handled correctly. Keep all battery-powered devices like phones, tablets, headphones, chargers where you can see them, and look out for warning signs like overheating, swelling, or strange smells. Now that you know the signs, you can take charge of battery safety. Visit batteryfiresafety.org to learn more.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.